Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens from around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet and coast to coast via satellite on the USA Radio Network. That'd be us. Right here. So we were having a little discussion about Johnny Quest real quick, and just talking about no matter what the dialect is, no matter what the person is, if they're going to die, they always throw their hands up over their face and go, "Aye!"
Yeah, the two most feared letters in the English alphabet.
Especially in the Johnny Quest world. Not yeah. Game over, but "Aye!" So if you
if you hear someone say "I.E.", run.
Sudden death.
Run.
Because that one's getting hit by boulders or a lizard's chomping his head off or whatever is in the Johnny Quest strip. So, not real happy today.
Why not?
Well,
it was a nice day out overall.
Yeah, until the rain came.
It did rain for a little while, quite hard.
Yeah. Then it went away.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be back tonight full force, or tomorrow night as usual. Because, you know, it's like Yoda says, they come in twos. And so have these.
So, what happened?
Well, here's the deal. I went through and I got hooked up with Ibotta. You ever hear of Ibotta?
Boy, I think I've heard the name, but I don't know what it is. What is it?
Well, Ibotta is a app similar to like Saving Star I always used to talk about back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Getting coupons and money back and everything. And of course, coupons.com bought them out. So I had a fight with them some years ago before the pandemic hit because everybody started getting stuff delivered. And you'd go and pick up your stuff at the store. And then finally, you know, if you wanted, you'd turn around and have it delivered to the house. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take your receipt and you're supposed to take a picture of it. And then you send it in. They see all of the stuff that qualifies and you get cash back.
Okay.
So instead of having like coupons that you got to clip out of the paper or digital coupons that might be on your food club card or whatever, all you have to do, and when you use those, yeah, you'll get a discount, but it doesn't go back into your pocket. This is money that comes back to you. And so I'm supposed to get about, let's say, $10 back. And then it goes to your PayPal account. And when it hits, then of course, you transfer it over to you and you do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
It's your money. And they'll have additional bonuses and stuff. Right now, they have a fall bonus. So if you have 7 qualifying deals where some of them might give you $1.50 back, one might give you 10 cents back or 50 cents, just like a coupon. So you have that $10. And because you had the 7 or more deals, well, they give you the bonus of an extra $10. So my $10 would have become 20. And the thing that's happening with Kroger and a lot of places now, they don't want to print out receipts because we want to be nice to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get it in your app. So when you buy something, you can see all your stuff. And then you can, you know, like you want to refill again, like, well, I'm out of milk. and you bought it before, you just start hitting the little pictures and you create a new shopping list and go out. But now they also have the receipt. So you want to view your receipt? Click a button. Hey, look, there's my receipt, just like if I got it in the store.
Yeah.
And then it says, okay, do you want to print out that receipt? Yes, I do. There might be something on there, like maybe I give all the food to the food bank. And so now I got that receipt, give it to the food bank, and I go tuck that away for tax purposes. So then Ibotta, you turn around and you take pictures of the receipt. Well, here's my receipt. There's five pages. You strip them all together, and then you send it off.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I get an email. Terribly sorry, we're not doing it because they're claiming it's not the correct receipt. They want me to either go to the store and have them print out an actual real receipt. Says Kroger, there's certain things that have to be on the receipt. It has to be the name of the store, all of the items, and down the bottom has to be time date stamped. And, of course, it has to be no more than 7 days past in order for it to qualify. Well, this was Friday, so I'm well within these parameters. But they used to have a photo image of the actual receipt, just like you would get out of the cash register, and had the Kroger mm-hmm. logo on it, the store, and all that. It's all there. It just doesn't have the Kroger logo. But it says it's Kroger store, the address, the manager, and then all your stuff there. And so I went around with this with Savings Star, because they were doing the same crap. I said, look, you guys need to get your crap together because people are going to be using this more.
Right.
People are taking the added convenience of picking up their groceries. Some of them may have them delivered. And this is before the pandemic. And, of course, the pandemic comes along. And guess what? They were ready, finally, after me beating the crap out of them. And said, look, I can't talk to anybody and recommend you on the air or otherwise until you get this together. And they did. And then coupons.com bought them and screwed it all up again. So now I've got to turn around and send a terse note. I don't like whipping out the syndicated talk show host card, but I'm probably going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, click here for our customer care if you have any problems. I need to go find the Saving Star email I sent out and just pull it out and replace everything with Ibotta. Take Saving Star out, put it on Ibotta, and then change up the necessary info and just send it back
right.
to Ibotta. Yeah. And this is ridiculous. You would think that with everything going on, they would realize this. And I'm curious as to how many people they're hacking off. And, of course, now, like you buy stuff at Amazon, right? You buy groceries and things. Well, you're not going to get a receipt from Amazon like you do, you know, from the store, unless maybe you go to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And they have the same issue. Well, they've gotten around that. What they do now is they'll say, okay, well, give me your user ID and password to your Amazon. Well, you'll link it together. And every time you make a sale on Amazon and it qualifies, it automatically does it all in the background. And then there's your money.
Right.
Kroger has a card. Why can't I give you my Kroger number and everything? And when you see it pop up and there's all the qualifying items, boom, I don't have to fiddle with a receipt. And yep. Walmart, I did the same thing. I went and got some drugs the other day, prescription. Oh. And they have these little just generic receipts, like I'll give you 50 cents off of any spaghetti sauce that's on the receipt. Well, I didn't see anything about prescriptions. And all of a sudden, I got dinged by Ibotta and says, hey, you got money in your account. I got a whopping 30 cents off a $12 prescription. I'm like, well, I don't remember seeing that, but hey, you want to give me 30 cents, 30 cents, 30 cents. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Probably went off the fact that you're there, so it maybe Bluetooth figured out you were at Walmart and sent it to you?
Well, it's tied to my Walmart account.
Because
I signed up with a user ID and password, so now when they see things that qualify from Walmart, it'll do that. But I didn't see anything that was listed that says, you know, we'll give you 25 cents on a prescription receipt.
Right.
Or any prescription receipt, we'll give you back a quarter or whatever it was.
Well,
so that
bummer.
That was a nice surprise. But this just gets ridiculous because more and more people are doing this. And then they just like, no. And they said, well, you know what? Then I don't need to use your service and I'm not going to be talking to people about
it. Yeah, it kind of comes down to stuff like that. I don't really like it when the apps that are supposed to be more convenient make things less convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So if
not so much the apps, but the people running them.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. I mean, the other part is if they set up the systems wrong or poorly, you know, you bring in a coupon, but you can't, the
cash register can't cash the coupon. They have to get supervisor approval or something like that. And then you make everybody wait in line while that happens. Those are the kind of things that you look and, you know, you've got a computer in your hand. You've got a coupon there. You've got a cashier that's got a computer that she's typing into. Hey, these two things should talk.
And that was nice.
Without supervisors.
That was a nice thing I liked about Saving Start, because there's a dirty little secret about it.
Hmm.
A lot of times you get those coupons, they're everywhere. That same coupon could be sitting in your newspaper. You clip it out. They could have it on your digital coupon on your card. Saving Star could turn around and have the same coupon. So I would go in, and let's say I get a bottle of mocha-flavored Starbucks coffee. Right? Chill it down. Take it with you to work in the morning. Yum, 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 yum. So it's $1.99. So now you have a coupon that says save a dollar off that bottle. So you go through Kroger and you spin the line. It sees the digital coupon on the card. Whoop, takes a dollar off. So guess what? You pay 99 cents for it.
Okay.
So then I turn around and I turn the receipt in to Saving Star. Well, same coupon for a buck. So what do? Boop. Then it says, there's a dollar in your account. Guess what I just got? How much I paid for the coffee?
They gave you a penny.
Basically, I paid a penny for a
nice. No, you didn't. They paid a penny. You said it was $1.99, wasn't it?
Right.
And you got two $1 coupons out of it?
Yeah.
So they paid you a penny to drink your coffee.
So they did. So that's my point.
That's awesome.
Now, when Saving Star got bought up by coupons.com, yeah, they caught that. Because now when they see on the receipt, it tells you that you got a coupon from the grocer.
Yeah.
And it goes, no. So oops. if you want your money, now you get to unclip that coupon in your food card, and that way you only get the other one. But then I could pass it through Ibotta and still get money.
Well, like I said, everything's about convenience. So Whatever they do, it needs to be very easy and convenient to do. If you got to hook it up to Walmart or any other, you know, Kroger, or connect them and bond them together, then so be it. But once you go into the store, I don't like bringing out the applications. I mean, I don't like, you know, having to use my phone to do this stuff. It's kind of like remember the whole thing about the checkbook? You get in line, and then someone gets out there, and then they open up the checkbook and start writing it out, and you're sitting there going, oh, great.
Yeah, the two worst things when you're in a hurry is somebody's got a checkbook, coupons, or both.
Yep. So.
And thank God the checkbook is gone. Except if you work with my stepmother, it's still circa 1972 because she did it. Checkbook. I had to relearn how to use a checkbook.
Yeah, the coupons swipe pretty easy way back in the, you know, I mean,
yeah,
for a long
UPC
time.
They're all UPC label now. Just boop, and it's done. But one of the things that drove me nuts about Saving Star, which I loved, was they'll have this offer, but you're not sure whether what you're looking at would qualify. Well, coupons.com, I'd take stuff home, it wouldn't qualify. Well, I said, look, man, you got Saving Star. Why aren't you using the old thing? And basically, what Saving Star had was, scan the UPC label with the phone to see if it qualifies. Well, you scan it. Well, I ain't getting that one. But then you pull the next one. Ding. Oh, hey, this one qualifies. Get more. Boom, 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 boom. Now you've done it. You go in, you fill it out, and you get your buck back or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They finally put the scanner on it. So now you can actually, like you did before with Saving Star, you walk up to that bottle of Kraft dressing, and maybe it's, you know, fat-free, but you got to get the original. And then you scan it, and it says, nope, fat-free don't qualify. Good, then I'm not going to be disappointed. But so, I have everything delivered at the house, and I should be able to just separate it, print out the receipt, do all my stuff, and I'm done.
Right. And what should happen, would be great, is when you get home, you know, why not just scan in the coupons in this app, you know, or something. You know, they want to make you work a little bit for this stuff, you know? But what I don't want them to do is when they're in line, I don't want the work to take place at that point.
Yeah.
I want
take it
just
home and
to,
scan it.
Yeah. I'm behind somebody. I don't want to wait for your coupon. If I'm behind somebody, I don't want to wait for all the different things that we used to have to wait for. This is about a convenience society. All these computers.
That's why you have it on digital coupon on your cards.
Yes. Yes.
The minute you slide it in, takes the coupons right off. And you're gone. And then you can fiddle with your checkbook in the car. You listen to McWilliams Cyberland. We'll be right back. McWilliams Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com. Facebook.com/CyberlineNet. And the Tweety at CyberlineUSA. Our social media is Arena. Amy Lynn taking care of all of that for you. And Bob, what do you got on the queue?
Well, a message from our president.
No, not him again.
That's one thing. We got a few other things. Kind of California's approving this whole autonomous vehicles for commercial service.
The president of California approved that?
Yeah, two separate stories.
Oh, okay. That's it.
I'm merging them together.
What's his face? Survived the recall, and now he's El Presidente. All right.
Hey. Yeah. Lime fights back. They got an issue, too.
Mm.
Ooh, let's just talk about that. You know the whole thing with QR codes, right?
Yeah.
Lime is like they're one of those scooters. Have you ever been on one? You ever
oh,
seen
Oh, yeah,
those
they
things?
Had them all around here.
Yeah, they've got T-Bird, Lime. Yeah. I don't know. They got other ones,
too. You had
too.
Like a thing with your phone. You had an app where you did the QR, and it would unlock it, and then you go run the scooter around for so long.
Yeah.
And then you park it, and they send you a bill.
I'll tell you what, that thing saved me one time. Because it was the first time we tried it. We went to a marathon, a half marathon, to go run. And we get down there, and we're thinking it's at this one location. We were wrong. It's about a mile away from there. And we're like, uh-oh. And there's no you realize when they do these runs, they shut down a lot of roads.
A hell of a walk.
And oh, my gosh. So we were at least a mile away from this thing. We weren't going to make it in time to get the, to get to the front of the race or anything.
Yeah, get signed in and everything.
And then we looked over and we saw these limes. My daughter's with me. We were both going to go run in this half marathon. Saw these Lime scooters. Went over and were like, well, these kind of look neat. Let's give it a try. And sure enough, we got on them. We had to create accounts for it real quick. It wasn't too bad. There's a QR code on each of these scooters. And you once you run the app and you give it money, you got to give them money. It's not on a per instant basis.
It's a rental.
Yeah, and initially it was one of those things where every time you rode on a Lime, it would charge your credit card. Well, they decided that's not, wasn't economically feasible for them, so they changed it to where you got to pay them $20 or $30 or $40 or something like that. And then once you've done that, then you can unlock it. So you unlock it, you ride around, but you can go, those things run decently fast, and the biggest thing that you got to know about them, if you don't realize, you don't just get on the scooter and punch the accelerator button. You actually have to get moving first. You have to accelerate yourself. Then you punch it, and then it will...
Like put your foot out and push.
Yeah, well, it makes sense from the standpoint of these things. The acceleration, getting that first initial push is going to run
like
the battery
the car
down.
And popping the clutch.
Well, it's going to run the battery down quite a bit.
Yeah.
So if you push the thing and get it going yourself, and then you let it... then you hit the button, you're doing yourself a favor, you're keeping the battery running longer, and yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a lifesaver for us, because we got to go about a mile away in, 10, 15 minutes, 10 minutes maybe,
yeah.
I guess, because we were trying to get over to this race pretty quick, and it was just a fun little excursion we did.
So what's going on with the QRs in the line?
Well... let's see. The Lime, the e-bike, the e-scooter company is modifying its vehicles to stop people from peeling off the QR codes.
Okay.
The higher vehicles, customers must scan the QR code using the Lime app. However, customers in London, by the way, this is an article by Chris Fox over at BBC. However, customers in London and New York City have complained that many of the bikes have had their QR codes removed, leaving
them.
It makes them unusable. You can't, if you can't scan the QR code on the bike, you're out of luck.
We're going to pick that up when we get back.
To make a long story short, they made the QR codes, put plastic over them, so it's much more difficult to take them off. So,
okay.
Problem solved.
Well, I still want to talk a little bit about that when we get back. All right, listen to McWilliams Cyberline. We'll be right back.